This document says job dictating patient's name is Cynthia Darling, D-A-R-L-I-N-G, Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Date of birth is 6/30/1937. Date of service is 1/26/2022. Ms. Darling is seen in her room. Ms. Darling is a very pleasant 84-year-old female with history of severe hip arthritis, lumbar compression fractures, advanced macular degeneration, scoliosis, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, COPD. And degenerative joint disease. Recently admitted to assisted living at Willows at Howell. At the present time, she's laying in her bed. She does complain of pain in her lower back as well as her left hip. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any cough, denies any fever, no chills, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for severe hip arthritis, lumbar compression fractures, advanced macular degeneration, scoliosis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, COPD, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history unknown, social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to shellfish. Current medications. Include diltiazem, Dulcolax suppositories, Eliquis, Nexium, levothyroxine, Lipitor, lisinopril, magnesium, Mirapex, Zofran, Percocet, Symbicort, vitamin C, Voltaren gel, Zoloft, and albuterol inhaler. Review of system, cardiovascular. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. No history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of lumbar compression fracture, history of severe degenerative joint disease. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.0, pulse 73 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, blood pressure 123/67, oxygen saturation was 99%. HENT examination was normal, pupils wiggled round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression? Number one, severe degenerative joint disease. Next, severe hip arthritis. Next, lumbar compression fracture. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, COPD. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to assisted living as willows. Will continue current medications. Will check routine labs. Will obtain old records. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is UT Niemeyer, N-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R, UTE. Date of birth is 11/25/1939. Date of service is 1/26/2022. Miss Niemeyer is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitation. She is no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression, major depressive disorder, next emphysema, next acquired hypothyroidism, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well, will continue current medication, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Margaret Price, P-R-I-C-E, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Date of birth is 11/2/1928. Date of service is 1/26/2022. Miss Price is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's feeling better today. She denies any complaints of abdominal pain today. She has been complaining it to the nurses lately. She has been moving her bowels. She denies any complaints of any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, abdominal pain resolved. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, dementia. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better today. Her urinalysis, urine depth was negative. We'll continue to monitor her. I've advised her to take Miralax on a daily basis, drink enough fluids. Will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Dorothy Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 9/15/1941. Date of service is 1/25/2022. Ms. Harris is a very pleasant 80-year-old female resident of the assisted living at Willows, apparently suffered a fall, was having significant pain, was sent to the emergency room where she was diagnosed with a right periprosthetic hip fracture. She was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. She underwent right total hip revision and ORIF of the femur. She was subsequently doing better. She was 50% weight bearing on her operative leg with assistance. PTOT were being consulted and were working with the patient. She denied any complaints of chest pain. She denied any shortness of breath. She denied any palpitations. She denied any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaint. She was doing much better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She does complaints of feeling fatigue. She does complaints of pain when she moves. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. No palpitations. Denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, hypomagnesemia, dementia, chronic kidney disease, chronic diarrhea, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history has been significant for left hip surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Does have history of hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, does complaints of chronic diarrhea, also has history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Neurological, she does have history of dementia. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains off and on, history of fall. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.2, pulse 76 per minute, respiration 16 per minute, blood pressure 108/69, oxygen saturation was 93%, blood sugar 162. HENT examination was normal, pupils vehicle round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, left hip with dressing in place. Impression number one, left hip surgery, status post-fracture, next history of fall. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, diabetes mellitus, next, chronic diarrhea, next, dementia, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, DJD, next, hypothyroidism. Treatment plan, patients admit. Treatment plan, patients admit to the Willows at Howell. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will check routine labs. Will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. Will monitor her sugars. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Margaret Sensiba, S-E-N-S-I-B-A, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Date of birth is 8/26/1954. Date of service is 1/25/2022. Ms. Sensiba is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been having some discharge from her eyes, feels crusty. She does complaints of itching. She denies any complaints of blurring of vision. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, she also complains of having tremors, otherwise has been feeling good. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal except bilateral crustiness of the eyelid, slightly congested. On examination, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral conjunctivitis. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, chronic anemia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Will continue current medications. Will use gentamicin eye drops, both eyes, three times a day for about a week. Will continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Carol Nauman, N-A-U-M-A-N, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is 12/25/1945. Date of service is 1/26/2022. Ms. Nauman is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing better. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. She said her pain is doing better. Overall, she has been working with physical therapy. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, left hip fracture, status post left hemiarthroplasty, next history of fall, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. Will continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.